going to call to order the Ways and Means Committee hearing. We are short one member to have a quorum. Oh, here's Representative Greiling. We now have a quorum. Thank you to all you who are on time this morning. We're going to try and do this fairly rapidly as Chair Lanning needs to start his committee in this room. Chair Davids, if you'd like to move your bill.
I'll move House File 935 be recommended pass and sent to the General Register.
Thank you. If you explain your bill for the committee.
Okay, members, this is simply, this is a bill we've been working with the governor's office on that simply says we're going to get rid of the requirement that the commissioner, basically for cash flow purposes, is delaying refunds for sales tax on purchases of capital equipment. So basically because of the February forecast, we have a little better scenario here where there is some money for cash flow, and many feel that this is no longer needed for cash flow purposes, so the money would get out to business owners on a more expedited basis.
Chair Davids, it's my understanding that this also saves the taxpayers money, is that correct?
That's correct, Madam Chair, and because when the delay is there, the business owners that are applying for refunds are paid interest, so it would cut the interest expenses that the state has to pay as they, in effect, take a loan on money that's due the corporations. Or it doesn't have to just be corporations, the business.
All right, thank you. Representative Smith, did you have a question?
No.
Representative Carlson.
Yeah, Madam Chair, just a quick comment. This one, a couple of us on this committee were involved with when we were in the majority, and it was a request by the administration at the time as a temporary fix to resolve some cash flow issues. And I know the current governor supports the repeal, as the author has indicated, due to the improved cash flow situation. So I think it's a good bill to move forward.
All right, thank you. Members, are there any additional questions? Representative Lencheski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I don't have a question. I just want to affirm what Representative Carlson was saying. And now as Representative Davids and you, Chair Holberg, are kind of playing the roles that Representative Carlson and I played, I just want to strongly encourage you. I understand when we have to do politics. But this was a request of Governor Plenty, and we thought it was best for Minnesota at the time. And I hope that when Governor Dayton asked you to help him as regards to maybe avoiding some short-term borrowing, things like that, that, you know, these are the kind of things that you can set aside the partisanship for and just help the people of Minnesota. So appreciate that we're now repealing it. So thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Davids.
We are here to serve.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Representative Davids, would you like to renew your motion?
Madam Chair, I move that House File 935 be passed and sent to the General Register.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion's adopted. Members, are there any other items to come before the committee? All right. Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the minutes.
Representative Biskins moves the minutes of the March 1st meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Minutes are adopted. Members, the meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.